Chapter 8. Vandis. Gloriously unrefined firepower unfolded about Alcazar remembered, like butterfly wings, carving open orcships, murdering their shields, and leaving them to perish in her wake in puffs of fire. She had the look of an angel, but she was a gladiator. The void was her arena. The frigates, chastened and unbroken, were the first to shoot through in her wake. Explosions lit the debris field, lance beams and fighter contrails, shield flares and shelling. The Orc's mass carrier pivoted its main gun. It was a huge bronzed barrel the length of a capital ship, fed with masses of brightening plasma coils and finned by that sail-like radiator array. With a flash of energized plasma, it fired. Thane's data display screamed an alert as an immense gravity spike crunched through unbroken. The command deck shook like a bomb shelter under sustained shelling. It was smoke and klaxons, shouts, squeals of metal pushed to the limits of tolerance. The main viewer crackled with static, showing ships and ordnance and flying debris screwing off course and spraying out in all directions. Dutiful was snatched in by the pull of Unbroken's suddenly swollen mass and slingshotted back. Following in on maximum drive, there was nothing that the cruiser, Bastion of Arete, could do to avoid her. Destruction was instantaneous and total.
"Starboard void blanks, nearing saturation," said Waylon Kale, not shouting, never shouting, but terminally close.
His voice was hoarse from breathing smoke, and his eyes were raw. The old shipmaster had slotted in at the strategium to replace the section liaison who lay spread out on the deck under a fire blanket, only hands and third-degree burns showing.
"Increasing capacity with backup generators!"
the serf beside him screamed back. Kale turned to Thane.
"They'll hold a few minutes more, but against a shot from that..."
"The Fist's exemplar do not leave their own behind."
"My lord, at what cost?"
Thane stood tall as the deck around him trembled. It was a sense of duty, the stubborn grit that was so much a part of him, that stayed his course. Could anyone but a son of Dorne feel that overriding sense of obligation that the gene seed of their Primarch progenitor imparted? The noble Ultramarines? The Dark Angels? Could they even understand it? Thane doubted it. He doubted it.
"We are the last wall. There is no further to fall back."
"Still no response from Obsidian Sky," said Teal, voice wavering up and down with the hits to the shields and the shaking of the deck.
"Keep sending."
"Aye, Lord. The Iron Warrior's ship Palamedes is signalling. They're expressing their gratitude."
Thane gripped a little more fiercely to the handrail than the shaking of the command deck made necessary.
"Acknowledge it. Order them to decelerate and come about on our heading. They can draw some of the fire off our flanks while we move in to recover the Obsidian Sky."
The subaltern keyed in the message and hit transmit. There was a tense pause.
"Response,"
snapped Teal. Her face went pale, her eyes moving as though scanning a large block of text. She swallowed.
"They respectfully say no."
"No?"
"The essence of it, Lord."
Thane mastered the tick of annoyance that threatened to break the resolute set of his jaw.
"Then let them go. Any word from Zerberin?"
"No, Lord. But Auspectoria reports Dantalion and a number of vessels breaking off and heading for the Mandeville Point."
"Chapter Master, come and take a look at this."
Kale called Thane over to the strategium and directed his attention to the analytics at his station screen. The information was similar to that displayed in Hololith over the chart desk, but more readily formatted into digestible data scales, while the two-dimensional output was easier on unaugmented eyes. As of right, then, it showed a fuzzy black cross surrounded by ship debris and power signatures denotive of boarding torpedoes, updated every few seconds by a sonar-like sweep of code.
"We're approaching Obsidian Sky."
"Good. Now get these orcs off my view screen and show me."
The viewer blinked from split screen to a single image of the bloated mass carrier. The sweep of its upper and aft sections were edged red, the sun eclipsed, its dark side lit by the fires and weapon lights of the dwarfed capital-class ships in its shadow. From the speed and angle of drift, it was clear that the image was unaugmented real-time. Rolling with the hits to his shields, Thane made his way back to the command throne and punched up a magnification of obsidian sky. The screen changed, zoomed, and suddenly there she was, gliding like a disguised backhand knife under the carrier's side. Collision course.
"Raise Magnaric!"
Thane roared, voice amplification pushing maximum and whining with feedback.
"Now!"
"No response!"
Teal cried back.
"Cut power to main drive! Thrusters, full reverse!"
Wordlessly, Kale carried out the command, liver-spotted old hands fluttering over the array of controls. Thane felt a G-force surge through the already straining ship, but it was too late. Not with all the legendary stubbornness of Rogel Dorn himself could he fail to see what was to come next. The carrier had left the Black Templar's vessel for dead until then, content to dispatch boarding torpedoes and assault pods, but now the few dozen kilometers between them erupted into a lava stream of shells and explosive rounds. The two ships were already too close together for primary weapons, but even under that restriction, the volume of fire that the Orc's command ship was capable of putting out was staggering. Obsidian Sky's armored prow simply dissolved, as if the Orc ship were projecting an energy field that was causing it to dematerialize on contact. But Obsidian Sky was just too much ship, even for the mass carrier, to completely obliterate with defense batteries alone. The space narrowed to under a kilometer. Her bow had been burned to a flat stump. There was a cauterizing flare as ship met shields.
"Venerable,"
Thane breathed. With sublime slowness, Obsidian Sky plunged into the carrier's port side. It was not slow, Thane knew that, but the scales and distances involved made a nonsense of any human notion of speed. The shorn, void exposed inner bulkheads of Obsidian Sky's forward section were folded in and crushed, driven deeper into the carrier's crust by failing thrusters. Her hull began to deform, ripples spreading back as her starboard thruster blew out. Drive plasma flaring out into space, Obsidian Sky tilted, ground in, and then finally crashed sideways into the larger ship. Thane winced from the first spark of the explosion, a pure white nucleus of destructive energy swelling up from Obsidian Sky's drive core. It lasted a fraction of a second, then rushed out in a flash that washed the entire view screen white. As if to compensate for the glare, deck lighting dipped. Terminals surged, arced, and blew out in serial cascades of sparks. The blast front hit seconds behind the electromagnetic surge and slammed Thane back into the command throne. Shaking his head clear of shield saturation alerts and the low whine of decompression warnings, Thane reached up for the command throne's grip studs and pulled himself back up. His multi-lung took over his breathing as his chest filled with smoke and his blood acidity spiked. He felt the sudden burn of frustrated anger. They could still have seen the Obsidian Sky and her crew clear. Instead, Magnaric had almost destroyed them all.
"Report!"
he called out. But everyone was still pulling themselves together or nursing flickering consoles like primitives around a fire. A pair of serfs at Orspectoria hurriedly shared notes and drew some quick adjustments to the pattern of curves and vectors on the scanner table. At the same time, the main viewer began to clear and a rough cheer went up from the command crew. The mass carrier was listing, a massive hole blasted out of its side. It was possible to make out distinct decks within the almost perfect hemispherical cutaway, lights twinkling behind the debris cloud and coherence fields, like stars within a nebula.
"Obsidian Sky is down," reported an Orspec serf. "Two Black Templars ships still intact, cruisers. One of them is the Interdictor. Dantalion, Bulwark, and Faceless Warrior are with them."
"The Orc ships, my lord,"
said Kale, the swirling colours of the Strategium chart desk like racing storm clouds across his face.
"They're assuming new headings, moving off from the carrier."
Thane sank back into the command throne and summoned a pared-back copy of the Strategium readouts to his data display. The orcs were disengaging, breaking for the system perimeter. But why? Why run? Even with their Leviathan flagship crippled, they had the Imperial forces grossly outgunned.
I'm seeing some unusual immaterial extrusion centered around the orc carrier, Thane said.
Teleported activity, Kale explained. High volume over short distances.
It is unlike orcs to evacuate or to run.
This leadership caste we've been hearing about.
Thane cupped his chin in his hand as the deck around him shook. But why run? The movement in the viewer was so subtle that it took even Thane's sharpened senses a moment to pick it up. The carrier's fin-like primary weapon was cleaving through the wreckage field. Thane saw coils charging, energy gathering in glowing capacitors along the massive cannon's length. For a moment, he was looking straight down its barrel. Alcazar remembered was too big to move out of the way. Anything else was a stubborn act of futility. An ember struck up within the splayed bore of the cannon, vibrating, caged within a magnetic field. Coming from within that debris cloud, it looked more like a birthing sun than a weapon. Thane saw a glint, the tip of the sunbeam that lanced towards him, then it blinked like a shooting star as the beam shot across the bows. A miss. Thane eased his grip on the armrests and let out a breath. In their panic, the orcs had wasted their shot. That was his first instinct, based neither on evidence nor on past experience, and as such he was unusually loath to relinquish it, even once it became clear that the carrier wasn't cutting off the beam. In fact, it was intensifying. Vandis. At first, the red giant seemed to shrug off the beam, boring into its surface, but after a few seconds, a dark sunspot began to form around the drill site. Bubbles of core matter broke the surface as the sunspot began to sink. It became a blister, then a bruise, a black canker that bored deeper into its parent body and pulled more stellar matter in. The bottomless black of its event horizon garnered a halo, brilliant, burning white. The accretion disk of a black hole. Thane slowly rose, watching with a very raw, very human awe. The orcs had transformed one of the most stable and intransigent forces in the universe into a weapon, and simply to keep Magnaric's information from reaching Terra, they were using it to demolish a star. A star? What could any man, even an angel of death, do in the face of such reckless power? The carrier itself, the most massive ship by far, was the first to feel the effects. Already backsliding, it stopped firing as its cannon was yanked out of alignment and then slowly bent. In its shadow were two more Black Templars' cruisers that had been disabled and seized by grapnels rather than destroyed. Drifting and helpless, they began to come apart. Hull plates crunched, compacted down, atmosphere squirting out as hardpoints tore loose and spun away to be devoured by infinity. Chastened, just sliding into tractor range, drove her reverse engines to maximum and just about managed to remain still. She came about in order to bring her main drive to bear. Thane saw what her shipmaster was trying to do, but manoeuvring thrusters couldn't compete with the black hole's pull, and she was dragged side on until gravity overwhelmed structural integrity and she blew in a hideously compact explosion. A shuddering groan passed through Alcazar remembered. She was more powerful than her frigate escorts, more than the Black Templar's cruisers, but she was also larger, more susceptible to the gravity waves lashing at her hull. Each shudder came with a bang, as though the bulkheads were having their rivets pulled and then being physically snapped. A barrage of high-intensity radiation blinded the view screen and killed shipboard communications.
"Full reverse!"
Thane roared, a string of bolts bursting along a seam from the bulkhead behind him on a scream of inrushing air.
All hands prepare for emergency translation. Get us out of here, now!